That's amazing. There you go. Okay. So, dreams. My name might as well be something really cool. I had a dream once where I came up with a rap song. No, or I had a dream where I was trying to get other people to smoke. I was trying to get other people to smoke weed, and I was going around just repeating this one line. They call me Mr. Slow Euro, cause I wanna smoke that bowl. So hello, my name is Mr. Slowy Roll. My name is Mr. Slowy Roll, and I'm going to try and come up with some real primo dreams. I want to come up with the kinds of dreams that you can't buy anywhere else, but I'm going to give them to you for free. This is going to be an exploration, an experiment, on my part just as much as it is on yours. So why don't you come with me? Take my hand. There, no, here, yeah, here it is. I'm tucked in. I got a nice quilt on. It's real cold outside, but it's nice in here. 68 degrees. Still cool enough for a thin quilt. A nice, soft, comfy pillow, and another travel-size pillow between my knees. I am laying on my side. I don't just place it in between my knees, equidistant to both knees, in whatever position I'm lying in. I only do it when I'm on my side. Now, you've been holding my hand for a little while now, and the initial intimacy of it has faded into a kind of just awkward awareness that it's still happening. I'm already getting sweaty in my palms. I think I'm going to give you a little sweet squeeze, and that'll indicate that I'm about to just fucking let go, and I'm bailing on this hand holding. This has been enough. You can just come with me, side by side. Now, in the darkness of the dream world, I'm standing up. I'm totally nude. So I'd like to call down some flowing golden robes. They surround me instantly. I step forward, moving like God, my face over the deep. I envision a long slide, big old rainbow road slide. I'm talking something you see it, Wet and Wild, just now called Hurricane Harvey. Harbor, I think. Let's take a few steps forward and find ourselves on this big old rainbow slide. And then jump straight up. And when we fall down onto the slide, it's squishy and soft and cradles us perfectly, and we begin shooting forward. Deep, deep. Keep on sliding down, steep and fast, but so smooth it barely feels like you're moving. Deeper into a rich, velvety blackness. All around, save the shining rainbow slide. We're sliding. Slide. What would you like to see at the bottom of the slide? Sliding. Slide. Do you think other people will be there? Slide. It lands in a massive infinity pool. Splash on the ceiling of an incredibly high building. So high, it's above the clouds. And you look over the lip of this pool, which is built in such a way as to make it seem as if it just goes on into the sky. And you look, and what do you see there? I see a lot of people trying to scoop the clouds up and compress the cloud substance into metal. I see they have a machine that they use that takes the clouds and squeezes them so hard that they turn into metal. And they're using it to make massive bombshells. But the bombshells aren't explosive. They're just for fun. Once they make the bombshells, they drop them. And they go soaring down, straight down, down, down. And they land on the earth. Digs deep into the earth. It built up so much momentum from falling. Pushes the earth right out of the way. And drills deep holes. Inside the holes, there's little TV screens. Break the TV screens, they don't belong here. As we smash the TV screens together, they shatter to a million tiny pieces. The glass turns back into sand. And behind the screens are little tiny doorways. So we have to get real small. We get real small. We open up the doorways. And inside is a little banquet hall. party is being hosted. It's one of these people that you really feel like you should remember the name of by now, but you don't. And they look at you and they remember your name, and they welcome you warmly to the party. You can tell it's mostly senators and, you know, opera singers and, you know, celebrity chefs, and you just really feel out of place because you're really small and, you know, you don't have the right kind of clothes on. And you don't even remember the host's name. It's really awkward. You go up and you see they've got a wide range of the most delicious kinds of food. Stuff that you just love. So you go ahead and fill your plate. If you're eating, you don't have to talk. You're just eating. I don't know what you like. Is it a pizza margarita? Is it a lobster bisque? Is it a toast? Is it a cut up little tiny bits of Lunchables? Whatever it is, you eat as much as you want, but you're just not really that full. You're having a great time. Keep on getting more. There's desserts. Glug, glug, glug. You drink a whole bottle of wine at once. Shit, man. You know, we've got to drive. Come on. We've got to drive. Now we have to drive. We come into the garage and we get your Hummer. You get behind the wheel of the Hummer. We've gotta go, man. Right now. We've gotta deliver this this pregnant lady to the hospital. And you fire her up and you start getting out of the parking garage, but it's like a labyrinth to you now. You feel like it really should be simpler than this. And you're really struggling to keep control of the vehicle, and you think, I must be drunk. And you're holding the wheel real tight, and the brakes don't seem to work, and so you're just having to coast and turn out of the way of oncoming cars and pillars where they shouldn't be, and you know, but you've got to get there, man. It's very stressful. But that's okay. All you gotta do is press this one button right here. Pop! You eject. Suddenly, out of the top of the Hummer. Poof! You open your parachute. A warm updraft catches you and lifts you higher and higher. You keep floating higher and higher till you can see the whole city. You see a platform, iron grates, metal, great metal platform, and you sort of grab it and sort of jump onto it and take hold, and you crouch down and hold tight onto the platform because you have vertigo, you're looking down from such a great height. You've got to go somewhere. This is... would be dangerous to jump. So you see there's an escalator attached to the metal grating. You get on the escalator. You start to walk up the escalator. But there's 16 old women blocking the way. So you wait. And it slowly brings you higher. And higher. You pass billboards advertising deodorant for your teeth. You think to yourself that you feel as if that's called something else. But you can't figure it out by the time you reach the top. You step off the top, and you realize you accidentally stepped straight into the air, and you're just falling back down. About to hit the ground. Oh shit. Oh, you woke up. Oh, man. Okay. Gonna try and go back to sleep. It's a weird dream.